I'll drink to that. Written by Halfagon and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated Teen and Up audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship between Tim Drake / Danny Fenton and is tagged with Meet Cute. Is this a coffee shop AU? This is just 1K words of banter and vibes and canon bisexual character.
Just what it was about this old coffee shop I love so much. All of the while I never knew.
Tim draped himself over the bar counter, bemoaning as he requested, "Carlos, hit me with my usual." Carlos isn't here today, the unknown man at the counter remarked with an arch of his eyebrow. His perfectly sculpted eyebrow. Tim frowned at the man. He was probably around Tim's age, even had the blue eyes and black hair that would have made Bruce go feral. He was rather handsome, if Tim was being honest, with contradictory, sharp and smooth features that just drew Tim in. He'd never seen this man before, which surprised him, considering he frequented this establishment fairly often. Oh, right. Tim should probably say something. "You're not Carlos," Tim commented dryly. Okay, he should have said something better than that. The man snorted in amusement, and Tim spied his name tag, Danny. "No, I'm not. You must be Tim. He warned me you might come around. He told me not to let you drink that monstrosity anymore." Tim gasped. "Carlos would never do that to me." Danny huffed, but didn't budge. Tim couldn't help but groan. "Come on, just this once. I promise I won't tell him." "This is literally coffee we're talking about here. Why are you treating it like an illicit substance?" Danny remarked with a frown, sizing Tim up with interest and curiosity. Tim tried to pretend that the way Danny's eyes lingered on his stretched neck didn't leave a fluttery feeling in its wake. "My family won't let me have coffee anymore," Tim explained simply, pouting slightly. It had been a more recent thing. Alfred had all but banned Tim from drinking a single drop of coffee, and even his siblings had taken to hiding the coffee beans from him. None of them even drank it in his presence. It was like they were acting like he was a recovering addict that they didn't want to accidentally push into a relapse. Tim was fine, really. Sure, he might have had a terrible caffeine crash a while back that nearly resulted in him getting into a car accident. But other than that, he was fine. It just proved that he needed to have his steady caffeine intake to make sure it never happened again. Strangely enough, that doesn't seem to surprise me, Danny teased as he leaned over the counter. Tim wanted to sneer at the other man. Who did he think he was with his handsome face? "You know, I never thought I'd meet the only other person that gets the death wish at this location." Tim's mind blanked. "You're the other one? I've only ever heard that there were two of us and you..." Tim frowned as he realized something. "You can't scold me for this. You're just as bad." "Oh, I know," Danny snarked with a grin filled with sparkling white teeth. "But I've got to put up some kind of resistance here. I don't want my managers to think I'm a pushover now." Tim chuckled, rolling his eyes. Okay, he'd let the guy off this time. "You're new around here, I take it?" Tim asked casually, trying to get a feel for the stranger. "No, I've worked here for a while now, actually," Danny admitted as he pushed off the counter once more, now rolling up his sleeves to his elbows. Tim had heard that the move was supposed to be really attractive, and he'd never understood. Until now, that was.
"God, I'm such a useless bisexual disaster, aren't I?"
Danny continued to explain. I usually just take the night shifts. Carlos needed the day off, so we switched shifts. Don't they serve alcohol at night here? Tim asked with a frown this time. Aren't you a little young to be doing that? Hey, I'm legal, Danny huffed, just the slightest curve of his lips at the corner. I should be more worried about you. You look like you could be a teenager. What are you, 110 pounds soaking wet? I've seen rice bags that are probably heavier than you. Tim's face lit up in a brilliant blush. I'm not that skinny. I just get a lot of exercise. Like running across rooftops and kicking ass, solving crime. Probably need to with how much caffeine you intake, Danny muttered under his breath as he took out a little wrinkled leather notebook. He flipped a few pages and brightened up. Ah, yes, here it is, Tim's usual. Oh my, that's a lot of espresso you've gotten there. You could compete with the Flash himself, I'm sure. Tim's blush deepened, and he went to snag it out of Danny's hand, but the man just lifted it over his head, far out of Tim's reach. Hey, this is private property. It does not say anything about me on that thing, Tim accused, slamming his hands down on the table in challenge. He could tell a few other patrons had glanced their way, only to look away quickly enough. It does, Danny told him, and then flipped it around for Tim to see. Only, he'd flipped it around so quickly, Tim barely had the chance to look at it before it was gone again. See? Says your name right here, and everything. It does not, Tim grunted again, but Danny didn't back down. Once again. It does too, Danny shot right back at him, grinning like a menace. Oh my God, you're so juvenile, he snarked with a bit of a sneer. Danny gasped dramatically, clutching his chest as if he'd been lethally shot. But then he shrugged. Meh, I can live with that. Tim found himself laughing once again, carefree and suddenly even more relaxed than before. He'd come here to get his caffeine fix, feeling wound up and tense. Then, before he even knew it, all that seemed to have faded away. When the realization settled in, he asked Danny, Are you magic? Maybe, Danny answered with a wink that Tim refused to blush from. There's a reason they try to keep me on the night shift. I help make sure nothing untoward happens. Danny grimaced slightly. And if I can stop someone from overdrinking, all the better. So I'm guessing I won't be seeing you all that often, Tim remarked, eyeing Danny up and down briefly. He was dressed in the usual uniform, just a white button-up shirt with black slacks and a dark gray apron to go over the ensemble. Yet, Tim couldn't help but appreciate how it framed Danny's shoulders and showed off his arms, and wow, Tim really was a useless buy. Don't say that quite yet. The world is our oyster, Danny replied with a grand sweep of his hand. He followed his hand, looking out into the distance as if he were upon some great adventure. Time cannot bind us forever. How about right now? Tim hummed with a thoughtful tilt of his head. Danny glanced over at him. Right now? Right about now, I'd like to know your order. And maybe give you my number for your troubles. Tim huffed. You don't want my number in return? Sure, I'd appreciate a tip, Danny remarked with a casual shrug of his shoulders. Tim groaned. That should not have been as smooth as it was, Tim muttered into the palms of his hands. But hey, it worked, didn't it? Danny said with that same stupidly cute smirk. It did, Tim commented with a shy smile. So, can I get my death wish now? He smiled brightly, turning on the charm a bit more. And if he tried to emulate his brother, Dick, that was nobody's business but his own. No. Danny smiled back pleasantly. I'd like you to live to see our first date. Tim huffed, unwillingly amused by the statement. I'll drink to that. The end.
I think that possibly maybe I'm falling for you. Yes, there's a chance that I've fallen quite hard over you. I've seen the waters that make your eyes shine. Now I'm shining too. Because, oh, because I've fallen quite hard over you.